Blackstone Audio presents The Boys of Everest. Chris Bonington and the Tragedy of Climbing's Greatest Generation by Clint Willis. This book bears the following dedication for Jennifer and Harper and Abner. Author's note: Virginia Woolf said that we read to leave behind the tether of a single mind and deviate into the minds and bodies of others. We also read and write to examine the stories other people tell about themselves and each other, and to repair or rethink those stories as well as our own. Those motives informed my methods in reporting and writing this book. I conducted extensive interviews and correspondence with climbers and their friends and families. I made close and repeated readings of scores of primary and secondary sources, including articles, biographies, diaries, expedition books, letters, memoirs, poems, and other published or unpublished work. I also drew upon all of those sources, as well as my own experience, to imagine what climbers might have thought or felt at certain moments. It occurs to me that in doing so, I have taken in public the sort of liberty that readers and writers ordinarily take in the privacy of our imaginations. Introduction. The summit of Everest surprised them. Tenzing Norgay and Edmund Hillary had been climbing for 5 hours. The last hour or so, they had lost themselves in toiling up the undulating ridge of snow that ended here.